at the library, a customer came forward and unfortunately correctly identified a bed bug on the chair that he was sitting in. And additionally, he was bitten, and it looked kind of like a mosquito bite.
Wow. What happened next?
Next, he had notified staff, and so we contacted, we obviously cleared the area around around that chair, but we contacted the health department to make sure they didn't have any set protocols for this and discuss with them our plans to close the central library. We felt that was, we're just trying to be precautionary and probably overly cautious, but in this kind of situation, can you really be overly cautious? So they felt it was probably a good idea to close the central library. So we did that. They provided to us a phone number for a department at the health department in case anyone had questions or concerns. So we provided that to any customers, and then we immediately contacted our extermination company, who is certified to look into this kind of situation. We're just waiting to see if we get the all clear. Though, as a secondary precaution, we have Oklahoma's own, and the only one in Oklahoma, a bed bug sniffing dog named Miss Liberty Bell from Oklahoma City will be visiting our fine city tomorrow, the Central Library in particular, to basically make sure that we can proceed with opening. We're looking to her to give us the all clear, and if we get that, then we can reopen the Central Library. If we find any other problems, we obviously would need to address those before we could reopen the building.
I have never heard of a bed bug sniffing dog.
Well, if you Google her, she's, I'm sure she even has some fans. She's a cute little beagle and, pretty amazing. So she will be in our fair city tomorrow.
Now, you're going to be closing the facility anyway in a few weeks, aren't you, for some renovation work?
Actually, John, that's about a year out.
Okay.
Next May will be when we start the renovation of the library.
Okay, because I was just wondering if it'd be just easier just to close it and do the renovation now, but not if it's that far out.
I mean, this is a pretty, it's a fairly minor situation, but because we're a public building, because we have so many people visiting us, this is the busiest location in the system, and it sees over 400,000 people a year. We just want to make sure that it's got the all clear. I mean, we've all read stories of even some very nice hotels that have had problems, and you deal with it, and then you get the all clear, and you move forward.